From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief, WIT September 8th. 7 from the writer's rooms and the open mics. Here's the one I keep thinking about. Let's get into it. First, from The Onion. Tips for detecting AI scams. Check if the message is signed Captain Robot. Create a code word with Beyoncé so you always know if it's actually her or a scammer. Ask personal questions only your loved ones could get wrong. Make yourself less of a target by disconnecting your power and holing up in a bunker with canned lentils and a Smith & Wesson. Don't trust any request for money unless it's through a reliable medium like Bonkcoin. Real or fake, your nephew doesn't deserve to make bail. Remember, if there was really a problem with your taxes, the government would have kidnapped you by now. Next, second, from The Onion, Sean Graham. Family and friends of Sean Graham, 56, were shocked and saddened to learn that it costs $300 to submit an obituary to a newspaper. Grandma just called to talk about 1956 police lose planted evidence, silent protest spark silent debate department. Up next, third, from The Onion, Agriculture Department. Puts Trump's face on soybeans. Of Tautology re-releases report for second time. 6 beer steps in to speak for area man study. Majority of nations sweat now produced from eating spicy wings. Wedding ring jammed into slot machine. Chess on the Caesar move. You can do amazing psychic bend. Truth with mind. Independent bookstore. Eyes cat play within a play. Also boring. Father points out Rhode Island license plate. Rest of waiting room getting blurrier. Harder to make out. Fourth slice of pizza consumed without facial. Grandma just called to talk about 1956 police lose planted evidence silent protest sparks silent debate department. And then, fourth, from The Onion, everything finally clicks for man after getting diagnosed as stupid. I remember googling the word stupid for the first time, reading the definition, and thinking, holy shit, this is me, said Henard, recalling that while he had initially been skeptical when his girlfriend suggested he might be stupid, it increasingly began to make sense as he did more research. I.N.T.O. the condition. Kerry and C describing the experience as a revelation. 38-year-old Derek Henard told reporters Wednesday that everything had finally clicked for him after he was given a diagnosis of stupid. Next, fifth, from The Onion. Health speculation swirl after Trump slumps over in saddle of runaway horse. Washington setting off a fresh wave of scrutiny over the commander-in-chief's physical condition. Speculations regarding President Donald Trump's health swirled Tuesday after he slumped over in the saddle of a runaway horse. This afternoon, the president was seen flopping languidly on the back of a spooked chestnut mare that bolted across the White House South Lawn, leading many to suspect his rolled-back eyes and lolled-out tongue could be then in indication of serious medical problems not yet disclosed to the public. Team meeting and staring session w/strange spot on wall weekly. Recurring heads of facilities and maintenance both self-invited to offer theories, ideas. HR and marketing leads both self-invited to explore the idea of naming the spot Linda and giving her direct level position as reward. For attendance and persistence 10 a.m. minus 11 a.m. Up next, 6th, from McSweeney's Internet Tendency. Selected calendar times for someone self-employed who works from home. 1:30 p.m. 2 p.m. Performance improvement plan for intern/dog. 1 advise on how blinking, uncomprehending stare fails to advance company goals. Initiate dialogue on treat schedule monochromatic PowerPoint deck needed. 2:30 p.m. minus 3:15 p.m. That's the set. Tip your podcast host on the way out back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.